Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you today? I am so excited you're here. It's time for episode 12. Today, I'm going to answer one of the most common questions, common comments that I hear from aspiring coaches. They dream of being a coach, and this is what they say. How can I be a good life coach if I'm a hot mess? But before we go there, I just want to talk to you about this episode. And I can't believe that I'm already at episode number 12. I thought about creating a podcast for months. Probably time for me to do an episode on procrastination. But now I realize that it's been live for almost 3 months. And that's amazing. It feels like it's just new. So this is kind of funny, and I have to share it with you before we dive into today's episode. It is a gorgeous October day. The sun is out, and there is a farm field behind my house, and it is filled with migrating snow geese. It's my day to record, but there they are, honking and calling and just generally carrying on. So if you hear a bunch of noise, that's what's going on for me. One of the most exciting things that has me looking forward to doing this podcast is watching where my listeners are tuning in from. I was completely blown away when I found out how many countries are represented. It's been 3 months, and guess how many countries have been listening? Okay, I'll tell you. People from 29 countries have tuned in. I am so thankful and I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much for listening. The best part is that in some countries, there's only been one or two listeners. And that's what makes it even more special to me. Those are the countries that I want to talk about today. The ones where there have only been one or two listeners. And if your country is called out now, just know I am sending you a giant thank you and a big shout out. I think it's because I love to travel. And since we're in the midst of COVID times, looking at this list helps to remind me of all kinds of wonderful places that I'd like to visit. So here goes. These are the countries where one or two people only have listened. And I know that the number's going to go up, but for right now, I really appreciate you. Costa Rica, Curacao, Dominican Republic, France, Russia, the Philippines, Singapore, St. Martin, Taiwan, Italy, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. It's crazy, right? It just feels like I never expected that this sound to go out and that people would tune in from all over the world. It seems kind of like a miracle. Okay, so let's get on with this week's episode. Here's what I'm talking about today. I've heard this comment so often, and it sounds like this. I can't be a life coach. My life is a hot mess. Or, who do I think I'm fooling? There's no way I can become a successful life coach until I get my own life together. Do you hear the worry, the self-doubt, the lack of confidence? Yeah, me too. When I hear this from a new coach or from somebody who is thinking of becoming a coach, what I also hear is this. I'm not good enough. When I'm perfect, then I can finally do what I want. I should just wait a little bit longer until this messy time in my life is over. If you haven't listened to episode number 3, then I would highly recommend that you do so. I'll pop the link into the show notes to make it easy for you to find. Episode 3 is the one that's called How to Silence Self-Doubt. And I spoke about your inner critic. It's that inner voice that has one purpose. Its idea is it wants to keep you small and safe. Those three sentences that I just read, the ones that start with, I'm not good enough, or when I'm perfect, or I should just wait. Those are the voice of your inner critic whispering in your ear. It's a sneaky little way that your brain tries to keep you safe, comfortable, and secure. Becoming a new and more fulfilled version of you as a coach takes energy, and it's risky too. You might feel vulnerable. People may not agree with you. They might even judge you. No wonder your inner critic wants to hold you back from taking that risk. Take heart and know that as long as you are mentally healthy, you can become a coach. And know too that your challenges make you the most valuable coach for your clients. If you could see my notes, you'd see when I say that word the most, it's underlined and bolded. Now, if you're mentally well, there are people who could use your help. If you're having mental health issues, don't worry. Take care of yourself first. That is the most important thing. Just like on an airplane, put your own oxygen mask on first and get some help. Seek therapy. I totally support you in getting well again. Then when you are better, come on back and decide what you'd like to do. We've all got challenges, and because we do, we get more compassionate around others, and we can feel more compassion when they're having a tough time too. Plus, any challenges that you've overcome mean you are the perfect guide for someone else. You've been where they are. You know how it felt. And you've got that 20/20 hindsight. It's that perspective of what it was like once, and now you're past it. There is no one better to help someone than that person who knows what it's like and has overcome it for themselves. You don't have to get your act all together, and you certainly don't need to be perfect to become a coach and help people. In addition to appreciating what your clients are going through, I think there's value in remembering some of what a coach's role is. Let me just say that in a different way. There are four roles that I think are important here, four roles that a coach holds. There are activities that a coach does, and it's important for you to know. The four are, they are listen, care, curious, and believe. So the first one, listen. A coach's role is to listen to the conversation, to hear the words that your client uses, and to listen also to what is underneath those words, and even what is not being said. The second role, care. A coach's role is to care for your clients, even love them in their humanness. For many, a coaching session is the only place in their life that they're accepted and cared for without judgment. They don't have to do something different. They are accepted for who they are. They don't have to say something in a different way, and they don't have to be quiet about their opinions. The third one, curious. Coaches are curious, and because of that, we ask powerful questions to help our clients think in a new way. Asking and then letting the client have that aha moment, or perhaps even showing them their blind spot so they can understand why they're getting those results right now. And fourth, believe. As a coach, you want to believe in them and their ability to get the results they want. You hold that vision for them, and you know they can do it. It might take time, and there will be ups and downs along the way, but you know they can do it. And at first, they may not believe in themselves, but you as the coach believe in them, and then over time, they grow in their own belief in themselves. So do you see what I mean? Nowhere in those four aspects of listen, care, curious, and believe, none of them say that the coach needs to have a perfect life. It doesn't say that a coach is never anxious or worried or vulnerable or nervous. No, definitely not. The coach is human. You are human. And that connection, that person-to-person connection, that is the spot where all good coaching takes place. If you are having a challenging time, you get to put your own worries on the side and focus on your client and listen and care and curiously probe and believe in their potential. The coach is there for the client. Sometimes, if you're having a tough time, you can be so much more compassionate for your client's challenges too. And you can use that coaching time to get out of your own head and just be with your client. It's surprisingly kind of like having a little mini break in the day, because one of the best ways to put your own troubles aside is to think about someone else. Focus on them and how you can help them. You can only hold one thought at a time, so when you're thinking about your client, you won't be thinking of your own problems. Coaching is a helping profession, just with less academics than many of the other helping careers. Can you imagine a doctor or a therapist saying, "Nope, I can't help you today. I've been fighting with my teenager. I'm having a bad day. Go away. Come back another day when I feel better." Of course not, right? Now, there's going to be times where there's a family emergency or there's something major going on. But the normal ups and downs of life happen. They are normal. And that therapist and the doctor have them too. And they still show up to help you. Remember, therapists have their own therapists. They do their own work. And good coaches have their own coaches to work through their issues too. You will become a good coach when you learn coaching skills and you practice, not when your life is less messy. You'll probably start out as not very good, maybe even kind of rough. Remember those levels of learning I spoke about in episode 10? But with time and practice, you will get better. Feedback is important too as a new coach. Find out how you're doing and where you need to grow. It is totally okay for you to be a beginner baby coach and grow into the role. So thanks for tuning in. And make sure that you hit the subscribe button, since that's the way you'll be first to get all future episodes. And hey, if you don't have someone who is helping you walk step by step through the process of becoming a coach, or if you want some life coaching yourself, please reach out to me and let's talk. I've got room for a few more private clients. You can click on the link in the show notes. So that's it for today. And before we wrap up, I want to tell you about my free resource library. I created it to help you become a coach and give you all kinds of resources to make your life easier. It's called the Coaches Online Business Academy, and here's how it works. You sign up for your free account, and you get immediate access to a whole bunch of resources. And yep, it's all free. I've got a quiz to help you narrow down your niche, a pre-recorded 5-day training to kickstart your coaching business, and a whole bunch of PDF guides, including 147 proven coaching niches, a checklist for what to do when you're a brand new coach, and ideas for places where you can find paying clients. Every month, I add more free resources, and you'll be notified when I upload them. I'm so pleased to be able to share this with you. To get access, click on the link in the show notes and sign up today. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.